Texte numéro 73. Migrants are promised the earth, but the reality is grim. In high street nail bars and suburban cannabis farms across Britain, the Vietnamese slave trade is flourishing. Crime gangs have trafficked across thousands of adults and children in the past decade, forcing them into labour to pay off the huge cost of making the journey to the West. The trip can cost up to £33,000. One route is through Russia, across Eastern Europe, with an extended stay in France, then over the Channel, hidden in lorries and containers. Migrants from Vietnam are placed in refrigerated lorries more often than those from other countries, according to the French state prosecutor in Boulogne-sur-Mer. They are persuaded to enter by smugglers setting the temperature at minus 4 degrees C, because no one would get in at minus 20 degrees C. This is a technique used by Vietnamese traffickers who often put a lot of people in the lorries at the same time, more than 20 people and sometimes more than 30. They tell these people, "Look, it's not that cold. All you need to do is to wrap up warmly." But when they get to the port, they turn the temperature to minus 20 degrees C because they know that police officers would find it suspicious if they saw a refrigerated lorry with a temperature of minus 4. Most of the lorries are stopped in Calais, and it's a good thing, because these refrigerated lorries are death traps. Danielle Tan, author of a report on Vietnamese migration to Europe, said that some migrants who borrowed money from loan sharks could not pay it back and had to stop along the way in Eastern Europe for months to work. In the 9 years before 2018, the latest period for which figures are available, more than 3,000 Vietnamese adults and children were referred to the UK authorities as potential victims of human trafficking, others for labour exploitation, domestic servitude, organ harvesting, sexual exploitation. Half of those referred were children. Gangs promise the migrants a job in a medicinal herbs plantation and a salary up to £36,000 a year. When they get to Britain, they discover that the plantation is in fact a cannabis farm. Some are unaware that the activity is illegal. Migrants are also promised earnings of up to £1,500 a month in Vietnamese-owned nail bars in London. But the reality is very different. Police believe cash-only nail bars across the country are fronts for organised crime gangs, exploiting Vietnamese migrants by paying them low wages or nothing. Officers who raid such places often find teenage girls sleeping in lofts above the salons and working without being paid. One of the victims told officers that she had arrived in the back of a lorry via France. Adapted from The Times, October 2019.